Welcome to the Creative Incubator, a podcast where we talk about the story and creative journey of various creatives from different fields. I'm your host, Lad Gutierrez.
Solidifying or making sure na yung operations, marketing, finance systems are working together. Not necessarily perfect, pero magkakatahi sila. Kaya for the most part din, kailangan nang mag-oversee ng tatlong departments na yun para mag-complement sila.
Mike Kawangko is an online business manager helping values-driven multi-passionate scale their impact through their business and brands. She is currently working with content creators and digital agencies. In this episode, we talk about systems and its importance to businesses, her strategy in establishing a system, common mistakes when building a system, and many more. This is episode 26 and here's Mike Kawangko.
Hi, I'm Mike Kawangko and you're listening to Creative Incubator. Stick around and enjoy this episode.
Hi, Mai! Welcome sa Creative Incubator.
Hi, Lad! Thank you for finally inviting us here.
I'm excited din sa pag-uusapan natin about systems and strategies. No? Kasi this is also one of my... Ito rin yung isa sa pinakagusto kong topic or gusto kong pinag-uusapan about systems. And I really like building system also. Pero again, before that, can you please introduce yourself and tell us more about what you do?
So, I'm Mike Kawangko. I'm an online business manager. Basically, I help values-driven, multi-passionate scale their impact through their business and brands. Currently, I'm working with content creators and digital agencies. And of course, I'm one of the people working behind the scenes of Team Passionates. And I've also worked with e-commerce brands and female coaches before. Ayun.
Nabanggit mo you're an online business manager, right? Or OBM, tama no? OBM yung...
Yes.
Anong ginagawa mo as an OBM?
Actually, it varies per client right now at this stage. More or less, day-to-day operations, strategies, scaling, team management. Yun, usually.
So parang basically more on operations din no? Ng business.
Oo, yeah.
And you're building systems and strategies. Before we dig deep dun sa topic na yun, Mai, when did you start to get interested in building systems and strategies?
So when I graduated in college noong 2019, I didn't have the best of grades. Kaya somehow alam ko na yung papupuntahan if mag-work ako. Parang yung opportunities limited sa akin. And since pandemic nung the following year, it was the time na I started freelancing. And yung time na yon, before that, I already invested in a course nung sa previous mentor ko. And that time, ang daming courses about freelancing. So, yung una kong ano, like any other ano na starting, social media marketing. Tapos, I tried, pero di talaga ako marunong sa graphics. Sadly, I think I can learn, pero impatient kasi ako dun sa learning curve. So I decided, okay, balik ako sa pagkaka-VA kasi may experience ako as a VA before. Yun yung start kasi that time, yung common practice was to offer pro bono services just so you can build your testimonial. And sa akin nun, parang yung commitment ko was, okay, I'm willing to offer pro bono service pero dapat dun na lang sa taong gusto ko talaga makawork. Parang shoot your shot type of ano siya. So, yun yung start. I did. I emailed one person. Tapos sabi ko, di muna ako mag-email ng iba. Unless after a week if hindi talaga ako replyan. Good thing, she did. Tapos, doon nag-start. Struggle start kasi solopreneur siya nung first. Tapos, first time yung magka-team. And na-notice ko yung difference when it comes to having a hard time delegating tasks. At that time, I was positioning myself as a service provider, as a business owner. Na so, dapat feeling ko, responsibility ko to, no? Paano ko makukuha yung mga tasks from her to give her more time? So, yun yung start na parang, okay, diskarte ko kung paano ko yun, paano ko mapapagaan buhay niya. Hindi yung siya yung magsasabi sa akin kung ano dapat and so on. And later on, after that, siguro after ano na rin, na-realize ko na it was more than VA tasks kasi hindi niya ako sinasabi anong gagawin and so on. Tapos, as soon as I got more clients, more experience, na-realize ko na some of the things I was saying were affecting yung decision making nila moving forward. Paano bang pupush ba tayo dito or hindi? Ano ba yung magandang gawin dito or hindi? So parang yun yung naano ko na it's more than just tasks. It's operations in general. It's connecting things. It's strategies, kumbaga. Tapos pag-implement pa nun, which is after that pa. So yun yung pinaka-gist nun. First, out of need to survive. Second is curiosity din kasi na-enjoy ko siya.
Bukod sa pagiging curious about it, about operations or systems, ano pa yung nagustuhan mo about it?
Actually, before pa, curious na talaga, gusto ko na talaga mag-organize ng events. Gusto ko na talaga mag-lead ng things. Kaso hindi kasi ako yung type na person na known for it.
Mm-hmm.
As in, shy girl, introvert type. So usually, nagagawa ko siya pag binovolunteer na ako. Na parang, okay, Mai, ikaw lead nito. Doon ko pa siya nagagawa. Pero secretly, na-enjoy ko talaga siya.
Oh.
Tapos, yung time na yun, I always brand myself as hindi kasi ako organized. Parang, why would I do that? Hindi naman ako organized. So, that, I think, belief pa lang. Parang nag-hinder na. Tapos, later na, yung time na to, na ito na yung ginagawa ko. Sabi ko, actually, gusto ko talaga to gawin ever since. Na, siguro, takot lang on what people would think kasi, ano ba, si Mai, gagawa niyan.
Oo. Ganun. Kasi hindi kanila kilala bilang, ano, ganun.
Oo. Tapos at the same time, ako rin sa sarili ko na parang, hindi naman ako organized or ganun. Kaya yun yung actually pinaka-start din.
Can I assume na you help other people na mag-create ng system pero sa sarili mo, hindi mo siya magawa?
Yes. Actually, struggle rin.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the struggles.
Parang hirap din, no? Actually, kasi ako eh, parang even pag service provider ka or meron kang ino-offer na some system. Like, ako kasi sa graphic design eh, or logo, di ba? I can create design for clients, pero pagdating sa akin, parang hirap. Nahirapan akong gawin.
Hirap.
Oo, ang hirap niyang gawin for me eh.
Pero I think, yun yung good thing. Kasi, siguro for me is the awareness of that. Na nahihirapan din ako, mas nakakapag-create ka ng better systems. Kasi na-account mo siya. Diba? Na alam mo naman na easy to say to do this, easy to, but hard to do pala talaga siya to begin with. So na-account mo na yun. Part na siya ng contingency.
Yeah. And mas nagiging efficient or parang mas nagagawa mo ng tama yung mga system, especially for other people, no? And yun na nga rin, Mayo, we're talking about ito na sa system, no? Kasi medyo parang general term ang system, eh, no? Pero for you ba, May, what is a system and bakit siya important na ma-establish sa mga businesses?
Siguro if I were to explain it on my own terms, personally, systems for me is series of predetermined na decisions para makaproduce ka ng outcome. Or para ka makaproduce ng consistent result. Or series of predetermined decisions to help you free up your mind from making decisions. So yun yung pinaka-definition for me na nagme-make sense when it comes to systems. Important siya sa business kasi it sets you up to whatever direction you're up to. Kung saan mo ba gusto, what you want. And ano ba yung goals mo, kumbaga, to begin with? Systems help you fast track that if you have the right systems. Systems are compounding, kumbaga to begin with. Siguro, one premise ko for it is the more things are predictable, the more na may leeway tayo to experiment. Kasi alam mo na kung paano, ano yung expectations mo on some things. But, siguro, I also want to highlight na sometimes people mix this up na sometimes it's not lack of systems, but lack of clarity, lack of direction, lack of focus. Kasi sometimes people tend to build systems without the vision, only to keep going on circles na parang, may sistema naman, pero ba't hindi nag-work? Tapos pivot ulit. Tapos problema kasi yun ng process, kasi wala tayong system. But in reality, parang wala kasing end game.
Mm-hmm.
Parang wala naman talagang end goal to begin with, so training and circles, may sistema nga, pero kasi walang end game, yun pa rin. And common siya, I think, siguro in case someone would need it, kasi usually na-encounter ko rin siya with solopreneurs na nagsiscale talaga which is dun crucial din yung systems, is the shift from knowing na, are my employees are doing their job well, to the mindset na, my job now is to know how to make more opportunities sa business ko para I can keep my employees and grow the business. Kasi parang mindset shift siya eh. Kasi mm-hmm. diba, if solopreneur ka, ikaw gumagawa. Tapos after niyan, you tend to check the quality ng mga ibang gumagawa instead of focusing, paano ko pa mag-grow para maano ko to at the same time, makip ko yung mga taong to. So yun kasi yung isang, I think, not talked about masyado when it comes to systems.
Yeah, kumbaga, pero ano rin no, kumbaga before creating any kind of systems, we make sure dapat din na we have our goals in mind and kumbaga parang alam natin yung pupuntahan ng business natin. Kasi when you create system, it's based on that eh. Hindi lang sa, oy, gawa tayo ng system. Parang out of nowhere, oy, kailangan natin tong system na to. Pero not knowing na
gawa
hindi...
Gawa tayo ng process.
Oo, di ba? Gawa tayo ng ganito. Pero hindi naman pala siya kailangan in the long run. Or baka mas ano lang. Kumbaga parang masayang yung effort you creating that system pero hindi pa naman siya kailangan. You mentioned about system is parang series of predetermined na decisions. Or so parang ano siya, no? Parang contingency? Or parang ina-anticipate mo na yung mga pwedeng mangyari?
Oo. Tapos at the same time, para yung mga... stuff na pinapag-decidean mo are stuff that matters instead of yung mga maliit lang na task na pwede namang hindi anuhin.
And also systems then is to help business owners and entrepreneurs na mapastrack yung kanilang mga decision making, no? Ano rin ba yan? Parang ang goal din ba niyan is to alisin yung business owner in fully, tawag doon, parang fully... Kumbaga parang hindi na sila masyadong tututok dun sa business, but rather matutok sila dun sa paglago or saan ba? Ano ba yung mas dapat nilang tutukan pag meron ng system? Parang ganyan.
I think ditong part, iba-iba yung sagot. But to me, mm-hmm. depende siya sa preference ng business owner. Kasi some business owners want to be still part of it. So like for example, gusto nila mag-focus lang dito sa isang department na to, which I think is not necessarily bad. Mm-hmm. If yun naman yung gusto nila. But systems can still help them such that may time sila to focus on that department kasi yung iba may sistema na for it. And at the same time, the same department. Parang not, this is siguro one of the things I also follow with systems. Personal preference ko is hindi siya cookie cutter rule na what applies to this business applies to everyone. As much as it's helpful, pero mas na-excite kasi ako sa thought na, uy, what if yung systems pattern sa person na to, grabe yung growth nun. Instead of, try mo kaya to, baka mag-work. Parang ganun, like more of, paano pa kita mapupush with your current state?
And which leads me to my next question din, May, no? Kasi sabi mo nga na hindi rin lahat or hindi lahat ng mga entrepreneurs or yung mga businesses have the same na way of doing system or establishing a system. How do you create systems for them? I mean, what kind of systems are you building for them or anong strategy mo when building it?
Actually, before I get into the system, I qualify the client.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy siya sa akin kasi first, if aligned yung values, it wouldn't matter. Parang in the grand scheme of things, if we're going to talk about system as mere processes, hindi siya magmamatter. Pero for me, in the long run, magmamatter siya. Kasi imagine, if tutulungan kita to scale, tapos hindi aligned yung values. Super nightmare nun.
Yeah.
Na parang, ano na yung ginawa ko? May accountability din ako nun. So first yun. And then, second, if I'm in position to help the client. Ito yung mga pre-qualifying stuff na I do before I dig deep. Why do I do this? Kasi building system is building structures. So, mahirap siya if ako mismo hindi clear sa akin. Kasi ako yung magli-lead. So, parang, saan din kami papunta? Di ko rin alam if hindi ako aware at least or yung whole thing ng industry, ng business niya, and so on. And important din dito yung actually knowing the concepts and how it applies in action. Hindi yung theoretical lang. Kasi iba siya when we implement things. So, yun yung first ko. qualifying the person I'm working with, the person I'm helping with, and if it's the right fit. Second, if ma-figure out ko na I can help this client, I do business audit. Usually, I follow yung marketing funnel, yung lead gen to upsell. So, yun dun usually patterned yung initial questions ko, like, what are your lead gen efforts? How many leads are you getting? Ilan ba dito yung nakoconvert? Yung mga ganun, yung mga data nila with that. And then, I go into point A, like, what do we have right now? Ano ba yung current state talaga natin? Ano yung resources na meron tayo? Ilang employees ba meron tayo? How much money do we have? What are the offerings we have? Tapos, next for that is point B, where we want to be, yung goal na, which is important na clarified and set din sa start pa lang. And then third is, so second is assessment. Third is, I ask non-negotiables and preferences ng clients. So when it comes to communication, team dynamics, kung paano ba yung gusto niyang update, kung how does a reliable system look like for him or her? Kasi na-realize ko na hindi naman talaga mag-fit yung isang system to everyone. So dito ko siya nakikita or like natatanong sa kanila. For the most part, yung mga taong nakaka-work ko, yung sagot nila sa akin is, gusto ko ng peace of mind. Gusto ko ng more time so I can do other stuff. Kasi ang dami nilang gustong gawin. Mm-hmm. Di nila mabitawan. Kasi nga, ito, kailangan ng ano. So having that in mind gives me so much freedom to think kung ano yung strat. But after that, after ko silang tanungin ng preferences, fourth step ko usually is I research. I process things. Kasi yung mga sinabi sa akin, yun lang sinabi ni client. Pero I believe na responsibility ko to know if yun ba yung root. Or baka kasi hindi yun yung root ng cause ng everything na nangyayari sa business niya. Baka iba yung focus talaga dapat to begin with. And last, yung strategy na mismo. Strategy, personally dito rin ako nagpe-personalize ng solutions kasi depende sa assets ni client, depende kung ano yung preferences niya. So dito usually pumapasok din yung calls ko if my team members si client, if my whole team siya, dito ako nag-one-on-one, dito ako nag-i-interview sa kanila, dito ako nag-check ng resources, and so on. Tapos, last, implement. Actual doing of things and following through. So, to sum it up, first, qualify the client. Second, see if it's the right fit or business audit. Third is non-negotiables, preferences. Fourth is process things. See the root. Tapos last, personalized strat and implementation.
Very systematic din yung mga steps mo, Maya. Ang bagay na bagay sa pinag-uusapan natin. Pero curious lang ako, Maya, no? May mga clients ba na nagawa mo na tong mga to, tapos you already implemented a system, pero ayaw pa rin nilang bitawan yung part na yon?
Yes. Pero I think the more na na-acknowledge ko siya off the bat, the more na less resistant sila. So for example, gumagawa pa lang ng strat, syempre worried, oh my God, if magpipivot tayo, baka malaking change sa mga tao, baka ganito, baka ganyan. So off the bat, when I propose something, sinasabi ko na, para makatulong sa peace of mind mo, diba gusto mo ng more time? Mm-hmm. What if hindi natin itry? So parang ganun na, siguro acknowledging it, na some people, some clients would still resist. And if they resist, having that conversation with them too, na parang, okay, bakit, why do you feel like you need to control this part? Ano ba yung worry mo? And with that, dun usually na-address, which helps everyone. Kasi nalalet go din niya, pero na-address din yung concern niya. Because personally, niniwala din ako na parang as much as you're the service provider, Pero alam din kasi nila yung business nila. Kumbaga, mas alam nila yung business nila kaysa sa akin to begin with. Like, ins and outs. So, ang hirap if i-invalidate sila off the bat na, ah, hindi, ayaw mo na kasing mag-ano, ayaw mo lang mag-trust sa akin, ganun. Pero kasi mas nakakatulong yung insight na coming from a place na, ah, okay, ito pala yung concern niya. Kaya ganito. Which most of the time is good for the business naman talaga yung worries nila.
And I think parang ano lang rin, no? Parang reminder lang rin siguro sa ibang mga business owners na kung ano ba talaga yung goal nila when creating that system. Gusto ba talaga nila na ano na mag-focus sa ibang ano, ibang department or ibang system, tapos okay, gawin mo yung system na yan, tapos balikan natin yan pag okay na, pag na-establish na yan. Pero meron din naman kasi, ako minsan kasi personally may mga ganun akong instances na kahit may iba na gumagawa ng system, pero gusto ko ano pa rin, parang may control pa rin ako.
Which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Hindi naman sa hindi tinatrust, di ba, yung gumagawa. Pero syempre, dahil ano rin, meron din akong alam or parang alam ko rin kung ano yung mga dapat gawin or ano yung mga gusto ko. Iba-iba, iba-iba ng preferences per client, eh, no? Pero hindi naman mahirap sa'yo yung ganun. Kasi iba-iba yung preference ng client. May mga hard client, pero may mga madali naman nakausap na clients. Lalo na kasi syempre, pag service provider ka, di ba, may mga ganyang experiences.
Challenge siya. Kaya, first step ko is aligned values talaga. Kasi grabe siya if hindi aligned values to begin with. Nahihirapan talaga ako moving forward. Kaya, yun din yung first shield ko. The filter.
Yung sa qualifying pa lang eh, no?
Oo.
Kasi tama eh, mahirap din makipag-work naman. Siyempre, as much as possible, gusto nating magkaroon ng client. Gusto nating makapag-provide ng service. Pero, na ayun din yung isa sa mga realization ko na kahit gaano sa experience na parang kahit gaano kalaki yung ibabayad nung client na yon, pero pag nakapag-work ka naman, hindi kayo alay ng values, sobrang stress ka, tapos yung minsan yung mental health mo na ano na rin, medyo sobrang ano, sobrang hirap ng ganun. Nasa-sacrifice lahat. Ang dami mong ano, kahit gano'ng kalaki yung payment. So, nagkaroon na rin ako ng mga ganyang client before. So, hindi siya worth it. Sobrang parang napalitan lahat ng stress yung binayad sa akin. So, as much as possible, you qualify talaga yung clients mo, no? Na pareho, align yung values ninyo and you can work well together.
Kahit yung values lang.
Mm-hmm.
And yung dynamic, di ba? Not necessarily preferences and all. If pwede mo, pwede ka pa namang mag-compromise at hindi naman siya matter of right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay lang naman. Pero ang laking deal breaker nung values.
Diyan sa ginagawa mo, you're helping entrepreneurs and may mga naging clients ka na rin, no? Would you mind sharing one major failure in your journey? And ano yung natutunan mo from it?
I've worked with a client na hindi aligned yung values.
Ayun. Okay.
Yun. Kasi yung first, aligned kami. And clear sa akin lahat. But as it goes, medyo nag-iiba na siya. And I was questioning kasi yung how I do things. Kasi yung pag-rationalize ko nun was, this client is earning money more than I am. So, she knows better than I do. Tapos, akala ko, she was the visionary type lang talaga na, okay, one idea to another, move this from that. Ganong ka-flexible, super flexible to the point na walang nabibuild. But then, at that point, as in sa start, wala kasing fraud spot first. So, I wasn't aware of it and so on. But latter part na may internal, actually hindi ako yung primary concern, but may internal yung team members ko were not properly compensated. Doon na ako nag-ano na, ayoko ng exploitation. Parang, you can't fool me. I know when I'm exploited na ganong level. And dun na nag-ano na parang, ah, okay, hindi pala maganda yung practices niya when it comes to marketing herself and so on. At that time, I wasn't aware. Kasi when we started, she was known talaga for having the right values, prioritizing work-life balance, ano, employee growth, ganun. Like, I didn't have a hunch na ganun siya. So, the moment na nag-first nag-ask ako sa sarili ko nung first red flag pa lang na, red flag ba to or critical lang ako masyado na tao? Baka naman ginajudge ko lang. But nung second time na, nung may actual evidence na ako na, okay, these people are reaching out to me kasi hindi sila compensated well. It's not ano. Tapos there are many excuses. Tapos yun. And after nang engage, like, yun yung part na, okay, you don't have to pay me. I'm ending my contract now. I'm resigning. Goodbye. Ganong level. Pero after that, grabe yung hinga. And dun ko na-realize na grabe pala yung toll sa anxiety ko while I was working with her. Na hindi ko na-realize during those time. Kasi nga, super open ako sa, bago pa lang kasi ako noon. So super open ako sa experiences. Like, kumbaga sa akin, privilege lahat yung nagagawa ko ngayon. So I have more of, wait, okay, baka learning experience lang to. Turns out, misaligned values. Kaya after nun, took me, like as in, like it took me more than 6 months before pa ako naghanap ng ibang client, aside dun sa current na meron na ako na okay naman. Kaya ayun.
Yeah, important.
Kaya number one.
Yeah, importante talaga. Importante ang align kayo sa values, di ba? Pero minsan ang hirap din na sa simula, okay naman eh, di ba? Na kala mo okay yung align kayo sa values, di ba?
Hindi mo alam.
Pero be vigilant.
Trust issues.
Pero tama ba yung term be vigilant para din sa mga listeners natin, no? Na when you're looking for clients,
due diligence.
Tsaka kung kaya, research din about yung magiging clients ninyo. Yeah, kahit gustuhin man natin na magkaroon talaga ng client, important pa rin yung ano, yung magiging situation natin, lahat, physical, mental, emotional, importante yung mga yan. Kasi hindi tayo makakapag-work pag medyo down yung mga yan eh. So Mai, when ano naman no, balik tayo dun sa building a system. And I know na pag-uusapan natin that creating a system is important, pero it depends or based kung ano yung goal ng client, di ba? I think there are clients din naman siguro na minsan hindi din nila alam kung ano yung goal nila, minsan naguguluhan pa sila, hindi nila alam agad. Ano yung sinasuggest mo ba na to create that muna talaga or they can create initial system and if they can, ano yung first system a business should start building? Ano yung pinaka-important?
For this one, usually, it varies, di ba? Pero off the bat, kino-communicate ko na kay client na the usual practice is income-generating tasks. Some would say na yun yung priority. Lead gen, offboarding, for cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Second premise usually dito is focus naman on finance and fulfillment. Kasi it's hard to market if your product is not marketable. So, opposite sila. I mean, hindi naman total opposite, but more of the focus. So, with that, usually, yan pa lang, kino-communicate ko na ahead sa client para yun na yung premise niya on things. May ano na yun sa back of her mind. But, siguro, one of those things na kino-consider ko is first, the type of business you have, yung business model mo, at currently, anong stage ka ng business mo? Are you just starting? May team ka na ba? Kasi magbavary din doon. And then, ano yung pressing needs nyo as of now? May urgent needs ba kayo na not necessarily yun yung supposedly priority pero nagiging priority because urgent siya. So having that in mind, ito yung part na I usually ask or extract details from the clients. Kasi sometimes when they get, for example, an OBM, they expect you to tell them, ito yung mali, ito yung ano sa business mo, ito yung ano, ito yung dapat mong gawin. Pero ang hirap siya if mismatch nga sa vision ni client. Kaya important sa akin to ask the right questions and to get, okay, ito ba talaga? Ito yung gusto mong gawin. And kaya rin hine-emphasize ko nga, na sometimes kasi people dig deep into, okay, gawin na natin ng process agad. Ganun agad. Kaya usually yung inano ko is, clarity muna na where do you want to be is just as important as knowing as what systems you want to build first. Hindi siya char-char lang na ano lang naman yan, vision lang naman yan, mission lang naman, because at some point, babalik ka pa rin dyan if hindi mo siya identify. And but if I were to like a service as a service provider OBM, I strongly stand by solidifying or making sure na yung operations, marketing, finance systems are working together. Not necessarily perfect, pero magkakatahi sila. Kaya for the most part din, kailangan nang mag-oversee ng tatlong departments na yun para mag-complement sila. Kasi the challenge starts if iba-iba yung lead per department, tapos walang magtatahi sa kanilang tatlo. Tapos, kaya rin mahirap. Tapos, if walang magtatahi sa kanilang tatlo, mas mahirap makagawa ng system. Kasi yung mangyayari, independent sila to each other mm-hmm. at some point. Kaya usually, OBM roles are... an OBM role is separate to operations, marketing, finance. Kasi ikaw yung magtatahi sa kanila. But, it could be na yung focus mo lang is operations as the OBM. The question is, would it make the business profitable if operations ka lang focus? It depends. It depends if natahi ba lahat? May assigned ba sa iba? Ayun.
Pero ano yung itsura para sa inyong yung magkakatahing system for ops, marketing, and finance?
Na when you do ops, you also consider how it affects marketing and how it affects finance. So when we think about, example, service delivery, paano ba ito magagamit ni marketing? When we think about service delivery, can we charge higher than this if ganito namang result yung mabibigay ko kay client? Does it have to be the current pricing? Yung mga ganun? Or when it comes to marketing, how can I make use dun sa mga outputs ni operations? Or minsan kasi if you have operations and you have finance, wala kang marketing, mahirap to generate leads. If you have operations and you have marketing pero wala kang finance, is your business really profitable? But if you have operations and you have if you have finance tapos if you have marketing pero sabog naman yung operations mo, yeah, profitable ka, pero sustainable ba? Kasi wala ka rin system to begin with. So parang acknowledging it goes hand in hand. Not necessarily you have to have separate targets na hindi, independent lang to, marketing targets to. But more of, paano yung synergy ng tatlong yun para mas aligned yung efforts?
Taking notes ako dyan, Mai.
Oh my God.
kaya ikaw talaga yung perfect for this topic eh. Kasi para rin sa akin itong mga tinatanong ko sa iyo.
para din sa sarili ko. Na-learn ko rin.
Yeah, pero nice, ang gandang way to define kung paano ba dapat yung itsura ng pagtatahi ng mga department na yun. Kasi I think those things or those three things are really important eh, in business eh. Diba? Pero taking that into consideration, ano yung mga common mistakes din ng mga business owners when they start building yung mga systems nila?
Siguro yun, first yun na sometimes when I get asked, ano yung first system na kailangan ma-start ng business? People expect me to answer a specific process. Dapat lead gen. Dapat ito muna kasi income generating. And sometimes they get frustrated when I say, yun, gusto ko yung tatlong yun. Kasi to me, you have all the freedom to decide kung paano yung gusto mong process. Pero hindi siya magiging effective if hindi nakatahi yung tatlo. Mm-hmm. Na, okay, may process ka to lead gen, pero yung fulfillment mo ba maganda? Okay, may SOP na ako for lead gen. Pero after that, what happens? Sometimes kasi the accomplishment feels like, sometimes we feel accomplished na pag, one task check yun eh. Sa SOP, nagawa ko na to, ganito. May result naman, ganun. Pero still, may kulang. Kasi nga, na-limit ka na dun sa process na yun. Kasi documented na siya, ito na yung ginagawa natin. Sometimes, nalilimit yung thinking out of the box na baka nga may faster way to do it, baka may efficient way to do it. Minsan, nawawala na siya kasi nakastick na tayo. Sabi ni ganito, ito yung process na kailangan unahin. So, nakastick ka na. Tapos, if magbigay pa ng step by step, yun na talaga yung susundin mo. Kasi, oh my God, sabi niya, step one, ganito. So, yun, yung, ano, siguro top of head. And then, yung atat sa process, sa system, na hindi pa clear yung mga bagay. Common siya, and siguro, stubborn thing to address. Mm-hmm. But, we always go back to that. And, another thing is, assuming na yung pag-strategize, pag-manage, pag-tahi, and pag-execute simultaneously is effective. Kasi, iba talaga yung ikaw mag-execute, tapos, okay, ako din mag-oversee. Tapos, siguro one of it is too much focus on documenting without considering if yung result ba ng process na yan yung gusto mong ma-achieve repeatedly. Kasi sometimes naatat na, hindi, document na natin to lahat. Pero does it give you the result you want? Although people would argue na, malalaman mo na lang kasi if may improvements, if na-document mo na, dun mo na makikita. Which is also true. Pero sometimes, sayang din yung time na sinestress mo, dapat kasi documented. When you could have found other ways to make it efficient, then documented. Na ganun. And then, another thing, On my list. hindi na-execute na process. Common, ano.
Oh.
Hindi na-co-coincide. Hindi na nga na-co-coincide yung operations, marketing, finance. Hindi pa na-execute yung process. Next is unclear roles and responsibilities. Ito, guilty ako nito before kasi hindi ako naniniwala nito. Akala ko nun, ano lang. Hindi naman yan, ano. Pero the more I get to gain experience, the more I realize na maraming nare-resolve if clear yung responsibilities ng tao, yung role and responsibilities ng tao. Maraming lines na nakli-clear out. And another last three. Lad, I'm prepared.
Prepared ko, Maya. Go.
Pero, thinking na dapat may process but living it at that. Yung notion na dapat may process sa ganito but without considering how it actually applies. How do you implement it? Paano ba talaga siya magagamit? Paano mo siya mako-communicate sa team members mo? Paano mo encourage yung mga tao to use it? What's the next step? Like, how can you build a culture na yung mga tao susunod sila when you try to propose something?
Ayan ba yung parang ano? Parang basta makagawa lang ng system or eto, kailangan natin to.
Oh.
Pero wala pang basihan.
Or suggestions, di ba? Mm-hmm. Or like, feeling ko dapat may ganito. Dapat kasi may ganito. And it ends with that. Na parang, pero what's the next step? How do you implement that? And acknowledging na may resistance yung tao. Na paano mo yun ma-address na resistant talaga yung tao to begin with. And siguro second to the last is thinking na everything is a system's problem. So they wait na magka-system or process. When in fact, like every department, every person ay may process ka na to begin with, di ba? Hindi lang identified, pero you have your way of doing things. That's a system. But sometimes kasi mas nagiging di naman excuse, pero scapegoat, no, ng, ano, parang, wala pa kasing system. Eh, kasi wala pang process. So, in fact, if nagawa mo naman siya, may process ka na. And lastly, which something na pinapractice and guilty ako ngayon, na tinatry kong to work on, not building your personal systems until it eventually catches up with your business and affects it. Like, super crucial. Pero hard pill to swallow na tinatry kong i-address.
Actually, isa sa tanong ko yan dapat sa'yo eh. yung parang ano eh, you've been helping other business owners kasi na to create systems eh, di ba? Pero how do you build systems for yourself?
Recently kasi I joined a challenge. Tapos ang galing kasi she talked about hindi talaga siya nerf. Pero kasi ipopost ko siya. She talked about having a capturing process, having a processing system. So, capturing system, processing system, thinking system, planning system.
Oh, amazing.
And decision-making system. Yun. So, ay, hindi, sabihin ko, dapat may credit. To Coach Susie. So, ayun, it's part of her challenge. She talked about it sa first week. So, capturing system is where you usually capture tasks. Processing system is finding a way kung paano mo siya i-filter. Hindi yung naka-note lang siya tapos hindi mo na alam saan siya ika-calendar. Planning system is that strategically putting it on when you're going to do it. Yung gusto ko, yung actually gusto ko silang lahat, but my favorite one is decision-making system. Kasi yun, dun ako napaparalyzed. And ano yung part? Kasi yung example niya is, for example, you're overwhelmed. Ano ba yung system mo doon? Sa kanya, yung system niya is, titignan ko yung priorities ko. That's when I get reminded myself, kung tutusin, this is something we know already. Pero once you set it to yourself na, okay, personal system ko to. Once I'm overwhelmed, ito gagawin ko. Parang, okay, the next time you're overwhelmed, alam mo na yung next step mo.
No, parang ano talaga, parang I really, kaya ayun yung nagustuhan ko sa system eh, na parang, especially sa decision, na parang pag may nangyaring ganito, may nangyaring ganyan, alam mo na ako ano yung gagawin mo, or kung paano
ano
mo siya.
Ano yung next step?
Oo, no? Oo eh. Diba? Siguro, ano kasi ako eh, graduate ako ng computer science, so yung mga functions or parang mga systems na ginagawa namin na, yung mga else if na condition, yung mga what if na condition, mga ganyan. Di ba? Yeah. Parang nakakatuwa lang na pag hindi nangyari to, meron kang contingency or ano yung gagawin mo. Kasi hirap talaga ako sa decision making. Minsan nga, pag sa emotion.
Tapos eh, applicable pala siya in real life, no?
Oo. As in, lahat. Di ba? Parang ayun yung sa emotion, di ba? Pag nararamdaman ko to, ano yung kailangan kong gawin? Kasi minsan, ano ka eh. Lost
ano
ka
eh. Ano ba yung nararamdaman? Alan?
Pag-usapan natin yan backstage, charot. Hindi, parang ano, di ba pag yung halimbawa, yun, siguro yeah, pag malungkot ka, hindi mo alam kung paano mo haharapin.
I-process.
Or i-process, di ba? Ano kung ba gagawin ko? Kasi minsan pag hindi mo alam na naiipon eh. Hindi to ano ano lang to, tawag doon, situational na ano lang. Hindi to
in disclaimer.
Disclaimer. Pero yun, pag yun nga, malungkot ka, tapos naiipon siya ng naiipon, or minsan sama na rin ang loob. Hindi mo alam kung ano mo siya mapaprocess. May mga iba-ibang way, di ba? Kasi system nga rin siya eh. Di ba? Kahit wala kang written system, wala kang document, pero alam mo sa sarili mo kung paano
may
mo siya gagawin.
Ka.
May way ka kung paano mo siya gagawin. Yun yung gusto ko rin pag-aralan sa sarili ko. System pa rin, di ba? Hindi lang siya business system. Pero guilty lang rin ako dun sa nabanggit mo kanina, dun sa isa sa ano, mga common mistakes na ako kasi personally, minsan na-overthink ko yung mga bagay-bagay na gusto ko lahat ng bagay may system. Na when in fact, na meron na rin naman pala, pero dapat gawin ko ng system to bago ko siya gawin. Gawin ko ng system yung ganito bago ko siya gawin. I even have system.
Guilty din ako dyan. Oh my God.
Diba? Pag magbabasa ako ng book, kailangan may system ako dyan. Pag mag-attend ako ng mga webinar, may system ako dyan. Tapos pag gagawa ng content, may system. As in, na-overwhelm ako minsan.
Share naman, Kuya Lan!
O sige, share natin yan sa mga susunod na topic natin or mag-live tayo next time. Pero yun nga, sobrang nakaka-overwhelm din siya na or parang na nalilimitahan ka sa dapat mong gawin na instead of doing it in the first place na kahit wala pa siyang system, kasi dun mo magagawa yung system eh. In the first place, may system ka na eh. Na hindi pa lang siya yung system na gusto natin, pero once na nakakapag-start ka na, meron ka na eh. Kailangan nilang siyang gawin. Tapos dun mo siya mai-improve. So yun yung parang pinag-aaralan ko pa sa sarili ko. Pero may ikaw, tanongin kita naman na about system din. Ano yung pinaka-enjoy mong gawin na system?
Napapause. Ano may enjoy ko na system?
I know you enjoy systems in general, pero meron bang specific na system na pinaka-na-enjoy mo talagang gawin?
Hindi siya more of a specific system but more on the impact it has to people.
Okay.
Siguro yun yung pinaka-driving force ko na I can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
But, diba, like, it can only do, parang minsan na-underestimate yung isang system. But if many people can do the same system and produce so many results, ang daming results na nun just because of one system. So, parang that part. And at the same time, kaya rin I keep in mind yung scaling for impact. kasi yung impact talaga. Parang yun yung fee ko to fast track na, okay, gusto ko maraming good sa world. Yan na lang yung fee. Tulungan ko na lang yung mga good sa world, mag-spread ng mga good sa world.
Wow.
Parang ganun na lang siya.
Mm-hmm. Naniniwala ka ba may na-creative ka?
That's the question. Initially, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Pero the conversations we had and the things I've learned the past month, I believe I am.
All right, that's good. Like, kasi ako, dito sa podcast, I really believe that everyone, especially yung mga nag-guest ko, are creative. That's why this is called Creative Incubator. Kasi ang notion din ng iba is that pag sinabing creative, design, drawing, art, na, pero hindi
graphic
lang,
design.
Graphic design, di ba? Kaya minsan pag sinasabi nila, di ako magaling mag-graphic design, di ako creative. Or di ako marunong gumawa ng logo, di ako creative. Hindi. Naniniwala ko talaga na all people are creative. Kasi in everything we do, we create something eh. Especially ikaw, di ba? You create systems. Strategically or nag-iisip ka kung paano makapag-create ng system. And that's how creative you are. Pero dahil naniniwala ka na na-creative ka, May, yung question ko is, syempre, bilang creative, you experience creative blocks. And how do you handle it? How do you unleash your creativity when having those creative blocks?
Actually, lately ko na na-embrace na may creative block. So when I experienced that, paralyzed ako masyado.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi it looks different for me. Kasi nga, di ba yung notion na for example, with graphic design, it's more of, wala akong, ano, di ko alam saan ako kukuha ng inspiration, what design to put out. Eh sa akin, parang di ko siya ma-visualize. Ah, block na pala yun. Yung pala yung, ano, wall. The figure, hindi naman na figure out. But one of the things I do, as a learner, I research.
Oh.
Tapos minsan, may tendency ako na, hindi eh, na parang gusto ko ma-figure out ano yung right question to search, to ask, such that contento ako sa sagot ng tao na, okay, yan yung kailangan ko. Okay, yan yung ano ko. So, I research. Second, I ask experts or mm-hmm. people I know na alam yun. I mean, for the most part, shy ako. Shy. Pero, I don't know, when it comes to that, parang mas na-excite ako. Mas gusto ko mag-learn. Kasi may tendency ako, galing mo naman, mentor mo ako. Parang ganun na type. So, ayun, I ask people, I research as much as I can. I find resources, learner input. Tapos, pero after that, hindi ko muna siya ina-apply, pinaprocess ko muna. I process things kasi ayoko rin yung gagaya lang.
Yeah.
Parang pet peeve ko rin yung, okay, gayahin ko siya. So, pinaprocess ko muna, like more of, how can this fit in my life? Okay na ba to? Or can I, no? Tapos, next small step. I think important sa akin yung next small step. Kasi yun yung hirap ako after everything, after the processing. Kaya, ayun.
Gusto ko talaga may how you process things, no? Kasi lagi kang merong ano eh, parang pag... Kumbaga parang yung you really process and you have systems for everything then even kahit sa pag-iisip pa lang or kung paano mo siya ginagawa. And I think that's my favorite.
Minsan kalat.
Pero ano na, ayos mo siya eh. Kumbaga parang for me, kung pag nakakausap kita, pag sinasabi mong kalat, pero parang sa akin, ang ayos naman. Parang nagigets ko naman yung ano, yung the way you said it. Parang ganyan. That's one of my favorite way of unleashing creativity. Yung ano eh, yung research and ano yan eh, always input-output eh, di ba? Na pag wala kang input, syempre, wala ka rin output. So, kailangan mo munang mag-input. Yeah, yung research, you ask someone, you ask your mentors, para magkaroon ka ng mga ideas sa ginagawa mo. And you don't just ano copy them kung anong sinasabi nila. You process it na para mag-fit siya sa'yo, which is very creative. Kasi yun yung creativity eh. May mga, ang dami ng ano, wala nang original sa mundo, di ba? Pero yeah. being a creative person, you mix the ideas of people or yung mga iba't ibang tao, yung mga idea nila, parang kinukuha mo yung mga ideas nila, yung mga insights nila, tapos pagsamahin mo to create new idea na sa'yo mismo galing. Diba? And that makes it original. Ayun. And, May, we're nearing to the end of the podcast. And I want to talk about your advice, no? If you're given a chance na bumalik ka sa nakaraan, ay magka-time travel tayo ng konti, May. And ma-meet mo yung sarili mo, what year would it be and ano yung advice na ibibigay mo sa younger self mo?
Ito talaga yung the question sa creative incubator. This is the moment.
Ito na yon.
2019 May. And my advice to 2019 May is there's a whole life ahead of you. You're capable of getting what you want. Even if you feel like you're at rock bottom, the same person can flip the situation. And pag kaya mo siyang makuha ng mas madali at mas efficient, and of course, in an honest way, you deserve it. You're not here by luck. You're here because of the series of choices you make and the rare times na you bet and showed up for yourself as yourself. So stop getting on your own way. And to anyone who might need that too.
Aww. Grabe, ang ganda nun, May. And that's a great way to end the episode. Where can people find you online?
Ooh, you can search me up online on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Wow, TikTok!
Wow. Hanapin ko na yan, May.
Oh no. At @MayKuangko_. Ayun na.
So May, meron akong one final question for you.
Oh my God! Miss Universe!
Ang ano pala pang miss you.
Brad, wala to sa script.
Sabi sa'yo, may surprise question tayo. Hindi, pero ano lang, May. Aside from being an OBM or helping people build systems, ano pa yung skill that you wish you were proficient in and why?
Communicating to people is business skill. And siguro yun, communicating to people. Because one of the reasons why I also love systems is for mental health to aid me on days na I couldn't function. And sayang na nahihirapan ako to communicate that to people. In a creative mainstream way, na creative, I guess, photography.
Wow.
Kasi feeling ko means of expression siya for people. Like a single photo can mean so much for people. Kaya aralan ko na siya ulit.
Let's go! May, thank you so much and I really appreciate your time
being
here.
Thank you!
Thank you so much, May. It's a pleasure to talk about systems and about creativity, May. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kuya Lad. Wow.
It's great having you on the podcast, May. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in, and if you like this episode, support the show by sharing it with your family and friends. Feel free to share your takeaways from this episode and tag our Facebook or Instagram at Creative Incubator PH. This is Creative Incubator, a safe space for you to hatch and unleash your creativity. See you on the next episode.